Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast, motherfuckers. I have a guest that was on one of the favorite episodes we got running. It's the Curbinator again.
The Curbinator.
We got Billy Curvy on this shit. The Curb Stomper. The tall, lanky, fucking monster of the lagoon. what we had last was actually what we recorded actually last night. It was the Serial Killer Podcast. That we just did, just to dive into the serial killer aspect so we can start doing cases and stuff about it. And like I told you, I had some weird dreams last night. It was like, I just tossed and turned for a while. And then when I woke up, I was like, I just knew I had some weird dreams.
That's what you get for talking about that shit.
But the funny thing is, you know what I remember about you when we used to fucking work together and shit? You used to tell me that you never dreamed.
I barely ever do.
That's
very
so
rarely.
Fucking
very
weird.
Very once in a blue moon.
And don't you fall asleep with the TV on?
Always.
That's probably
every night.
Why. I think when you used to tell me that years ago, and I still remember that about you, is that I think that's why, because it's like playing in the background, so your brain doesn't have a chance to like escape.
It just kind of dies off.
But the thing is, we're watching Wes Craven's A New Nightmare. Which is, it's a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, but it's based on like that, you know, that they're just only characters of the movie and then they manifest Freddy Krueger in a real thing. The funny thing is, though, Freddy Krueger, you'd be all right. You don't really have dreams.
No.
Freddy Krueger's like,
what's he gonna
fuck,
do?
How do I get in this kid's dream? He's too stupid. I can't even get in there. The funny thing is, why I said I was a kid to you, too, was that I said the more you dream, the more intelligent you are. And I was like, so you must not be that intelligent.
Yeah, fuck you.
So funny. So we've already drank almost a Mickey of Crown Royal.
I weigh like 72 pounds, barely. Almost. I'm 71
and
a half.
The thing is that if you were my height, I guess, 5'6", you would probably weigh the same as I would. You know, I'm like...
It'd probably be pretty close.
I'm like 200, you know? I used to be like 230. I lost weight fucking... Baller,
but
working
I'm 6'1 and 140.
Yeah, so yeah, if you divvy out the difference, I feel
that's
like...
That's not that much different. That's 60 pounds.
You at my height, you would look weird, I feel like. Fuck. Well, you'll see us on the Strange Brew Instagram, Strange Brew Canada. That's what you gotta look up, because we're gonna post a picture with a special guest we have. Just let me go grab him.
Where'd he go?
Where is he? There you go. Fucking. So for tonight, and we're drinking on some beers that we will crack, but I just have to introduce my little homie here.
I don't have a problem with killing. I like a little killing now and then. What's wrong with that?
If you don't know that voice...
There's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah. That voice is the voice of Chucky from the Chucky movies, Charles... My buddy Charles, and because we're doing tonight Haunted Dolls. Let's get another one in here. There you go, this creepy-ass laugh. Let's go another one.
Hi, I'm Chucky. That's
the original thing in the original movie, which the original movie is great. And then, you know, they did Bride of Chucky, which was Deese and stuff, and then they did the Seed of Chucky, where Chucky fucking jerks off in a fucking thing and trying to impregnate a woman, but they already have a kid. Oh my god, they went far off, but... Actually, yeah, you've seen that, right?
No.
What? You've never seen that?
No.
It's literally called The Seed of Chucky.
No.
And they don't know this, but they, because in The Bride of Chucky, they actually fuck. Chucky and Tiffany have sex, and they do it in shadow form, and you see, like, Chucky's little penis in the shadow form. It's really fucking, because there's, like, it's a shadow of them on the wall. They murder a couple at a Niagara fucking, like, wedding chapel inn where they would go get married, and then you go have sex and shit.
Yeah.
They murder people, and then they end up having sex. They don't realize they have a kid somewhere out in this world. And then in the Seed of Chucky, the kid is like a fucking retarded fucking circus act. And then he tries to find his parents because he knows that who they are. And essentially in the movie, Chucky is trying to use, for some reason, he has sperm. He has the doll of a body, the body of a doll, but he still has human function, supposedly, I guess.
His sperm's probably just like, because we got like thousands, tens of thousands, right?
But he's a doll.
Yeah, but so he's probably got like three. Or four, yeah. Maybe.
But so essentially, they try to get this this girl pregnant, Jennifer Tilly, that actually plays the voice of Tiffany, his doll girlfriend, to they try to impregnate her so he like jerks off into a cup so they can put it in a chicken baster and shit and put it in her so that they can birth a baby and then they can get Chucky's soul to go in that fucking kid. Because the whole purpose of the Chucky movies was he was a serial killer in a sense.
That shit's got to go away, man. It's actually such a creepy fucking doll. Yeah,
Bailey does not like the doll. Let's do another one.
Now the first thing we gotta do is get me out of this body once and for all.
Because in the
That'd be a good idea.
In the original movie, he gets traced down by the cops, and I think he's a serial killer or something like that, or a killer in a sense. And he goes to this toy store, and he's like trying to escape the cops, and then he gets like all these dolls fall on him, and he's like kind of a Satanist and stuff, and does this black magic curse to emplace his body into the soul of the doll, like his soul into the body of the doll.
A true classic never goes out of style.
But if his soul's in the body of a doll, like, how does he know he's gonna have his functions? Like, when
that's they, what when they
that's
just,
bald. Well, that's a ballsy move.
In the first three, he was just a doll trying to kill people and get his soul essentially in the doll, his soul into these little boys. So the first one was this kid named Danny, and I think it was Danny, and he tried to get his soul into this kid. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, and so because if you think about it, if you had the mind of an adult, if you could be any person, you start as a kid, you can grow older, but you'd still have the knowledge that you already had. One more.
Get off my knife.
That's the last one, I think.
Yeah, that this thing's going to go.
Get away. Off my
you
knife.
You put that away?
He's just going to stand in front of us.
How much did that thing cost?
I think it was like, I got it from eBay. I think it was like 130 or something.
Hold.
But it's
just to scare the fuck out of
you. Well, I want to get another one. He's the one from Bride of Chucky with all the staples, because this girl essentially he gets blown, like essentially cut up into a fan on like a roller coaster ride kind of thing in the third one. Okay. And then his body is in a lockup of a crime scene. So Jennifer Tilly, that plays like two characters, is not actually who she's playing in this one. She's playing another character. Blah, blah, blah. It's a complication of the movie. And then she goes into a crime thing, and I think she kills a cop, and then gets the doll, and then she sews them all back together, and then she brings him back from the dead and puts him
she
in a...
She did a shitty fucking job.
Yeah, it's just metal plates in his head. And she puts him like a baby crib, and then he's all pissed off, and eventually he kills her and then transfers her soul into a doll. That's why it's Bride of Chucky, because there's two of them. Very interesting. So why we're talking about that also is because the first doll
we have
based on Robert the Doll. Robert the Doll was given to an artist, Robert Eugene Otto, in 1906 by an unhappy servant who practiced black magic, which just wait for our next episode. yeah, because that's what's going down. She was Haitian. I'm pretty sure she was Haitian, so she practiced voodoo and all this black magic shit, right?
Okay.
As a child, Robert Otto would talk to his doll, having conversations with it. Okay?
Okay. Like a fucking psychopath,
Wait.
But sure.
His parents would assume it was his voice replying, but in a disguised way. So it'd be like, what's going on, little doll? And he'd be like, nothing, buddy, I'm just chilling. And like, you know, there would be another voice to it. That's not like Beetlejuice. But it was
actually... So they just assume it was him, but
it was
actually
the
doll. The
doll
talking
was
to
talking
him.
To him. The thing is, because even if you're a kid, if my kid, especially at this age, I think he's a pretty young boy. Like,
if my kid was doing
10,
two voices and replying to himself, I'd be barging in that door.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who the fuck? What's going on?
But the thing is, in like the Chucky movies, the doll would just stay still, right? And this doll actually, I'll actually show you a picture real quick. So you get, he's kind of like just, the doll is like an old school looking, it almost looks like a voodoo doll. It's a little doll in a sailor costume. And he has like weird, like how it was sewn is really weird.
Okay.
The way his face looks is very like rough almost. It almost looks like it's been stung by bees. Like, it's almost like a hollowed out, like, there's weird, he's a very, and he has a little stuffed
doll. That is,
doll.
What the
yeah,
fuck
that's
is
the,
that?
That's the original doll. It's in a little sailor costume, and it's got button eyes, little eyebrows, and a weird nose.
And it literally looks like it's having, like, an allergy attack right now.
Yeah.
Like it's allergic to bees, and it doesn't have its EpiPen.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, but probably because it's super old, and maybe the material they're using. Huh. But this doll sits in a museum, actually, which we'll get to. And the thing is, I watch a show called Ozzy and Jack's World Tour, where Ozzy Osbourne and his son go on.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's so good. And
it's actually interesting.
Yeah, I love Ozzy, actually, a lot. And the thing thing is, I've listened to him for so long and, like, watched all of his shows. We watched the first season and stuff, and now we watched the second season. And they just go around, but you can understand Ozzy if you, like, pay attention. He just did a lot of... It's drank super a lot hard. And did a lot of acid.
Drank my ass. That is nothing but acid. Drugs.
No, I...
Alcohol does not do that to your voice.
I had...
There is nothing...
No, you're wrong. I had a
girl... That is heroin and meth and everything
acid.
In the book.
Acid fries your brains to do that. But also, I knew a girl I dated, and her dad, I thought he was a big acid head because that's what that does to your brain, or a crackhead, because I met him and he just didn't function properly and he was shit. The thing is, he literally didn't really, he touched like coke bag and shit back in the day, but he would drink a shitload, like drank so much where his brain didn't function properly and he just talked like he was wasted all the time. So, how's it going?
Yeah. That reminds me of like Opie from Family Guy.
Yeah, it's literally, that's the same thing, and that this can happen. And I think it was more acid and stuff, but I think it was the amount of alcohol he drank and how much he drank also. But they go around and they
Don't see drunks like that though. You only see them when they're drunk. When they're sober, they're still like, it's like, okay, you're a drunk, but like you can still fucking
there's
function.
There's cases, trust me. You can... we just talked about Jeffrey Dahmer on the last one, and he was always wasted. But that's why he couldn't fucking... I'm not gonna get into it. Listen to the last fucking episode.
Yeah. Backtrack, you motherfuckers. You skipped it.
Yeah, fucking... the funny thing is, why I've mentioned this, is they actually go to see, like, the Robert the Doll in the museum of where he is now, right? Okay. And you can get a little plush, like, mini version of him, right? And they had it, and Ozzy fucking hated it. Ozzy Osbourne hated this doll. They as soon as they got it, they're like, they just plead to be cursed. And if you disrespect Robert, you'll be cursed. And Ozzy just didn't like him and was like, fuck this doll kind of shit.
Okay.
And then they were like, tire broke, and then something else happened. So Ozzy hated this doll and he kept trying to get rid of it. And they're even at like a family vacation part, and he's like, he thinks his son doesn't know, but he's out on the beach and he's starting to fucking dig in the dirt. He tries to bury Robert, and then the Robert the doll, like the plush little version of him, and then Jack, his son, brings it out and is like, did you try to bury Robert? And then Ozzy's like, I fucking hate that little thing. And he's like, no wonder we're cursed by it. You need to respect him. And he kept trying to get rid of him. Like, and then finally in the end, Ozzy blew him up with the firecrackers and shit.
Like, fuck this doll.
So, like, pretty much he was the doll was talking to this kid, Robert Otto. That's why he's named Robert the Doll, because it was Robert's kid. Consider one of the most haunted objects in the world. Inspired the Chucky movies, and that's like the whole like thing, because numerous claims see the doll move from window to window. No, creepy that be, because they're in a pretty big house. He was like an artist. His father was an artist and everything. And like, you just see like the doll sitting in one window, and then he's in another window, and then you see him walk past the window.
You think you're going crazy?
Yeah, you would. And sometimes the doll would emit a terrifying giggle. I don't know how it sounds.
When did this? At what point?
1906.
No, but at what point were they like, yeah, little girls like dolls? Here we go.
It's a boy.
They're not so scary anymore, though, now. No, I mean, like, human little girls. Like, when did that become, like, a creepy-ass fucking thing to,
well, now
let's
dolls
give it to my 4-year-old? Sorry about that.
I keep it that. Billy almost knocked over the microphone. Holy fuck. Okay, so, like, this is so funny, because the terrifying giggle. Even Otto's family would catch a glimpse, like, probably out of your the peripherals, saw the doll running from, like, room to room. It's like...
That'd be so fucking crazy.
And that's why even in the Chucky movie, it's like, they're sitting there watching TV, and then you see his little fucking legs scuttle by. And it's like, what the fuck? And the thing is, a doll, the fact that someone would be possessing a doll like this, Robert Otto, the son, would scream at night as his parents ran in. The furniture in his bedroom would be knocked over, and he would yell, Robert did it, Robert did it.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So the kid's name was Eugene Otto.
What else did Robert do?
So I'm wrong. The kid's not fucking name was not Robert. His name is Eugene. But he named him Robert. Guests even claim, this is creepy, and you saw he didn't really have too many facial expressions, right?
Okay.
Guests claim to see the doll's facial expressions change before their eyes, like a wink or blinking. The fact that his dolls are button eyes, you see that shit wink at you? That's like an
acid
trip.
What the hell's going on?
Like, yeah. Ozzy would be like, man, I'm just tripping.
Fuck that thing, yeah.
This is interesting. In 1974, Robert Otto died. Oh, so his name was Robert. It's Robert Eugene Otto. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, now that makes
sense. Now we got it straight.
Yeah, and he died, so he kept this doll for the fucking whole time, right? Yeah, Billy's pouring another shot of the Crown Royal because we're almost done it. The dog. Yeah, we might as well. I'll do my last shot.
You gotta.
Yeah.
Let's finish that up.
Finish the. We'll, start we'll drinking cheers the beer. It. Yeah, we'll cheers.
I'm a little bitchy. I'm gonna add some ginger ale.
Yeah, I enjoy my hard liquor. Hard liquor. It's a game song.
Mixed with pop.
Glad mixed with pop. All right, shotty shotty.
Mmm.
Look how hardcore I am.
That was a nice
chase.
Small sip.
No chase at all. Swallow it down like a dream. I enjoy booze, especially hard liquor. I like test myself things. Like when I was a kid, I used to be able to chug 26ers. Like on grade graduation, I literally chugged a whole 26er and I just did
grade eight. Water. Pardon me. Grade eight.
Graduation. I chugged a whole 26er to myself.
What the fuck school did you go to? Like, I feel like I grew up different than a lot of people.
NWS.
So did I.
I know, but you were younger than me.
But
man.
my one friend smoked weed in grade eight, and it was like the talk
the
of the
is,
school.
The thing is, you didn't grow up with what we did. If you even knew about me back in the day, fucking especially.
Oh
like
no,
seven
no,
or
I've
eight.
Heard stories.
And the thing is, I used to fuck with everybody and shit, and we would like smoke weed. Like I love Jane Saint Bob to get off a little of the topic, and I even went to school one day, and I was like, this is in grade eight. I was like, I'm going to be Silent Bob for the day. And I didn't talk the entire day. And I wrote down that I was like Silent Bob's day and shit. And they're like, go kick Dylan in the nuts. So I like walked up and he's like, hey, Tom, what's going on? I just fucking hoofed him in the nuts. Didn't say a word. Walked away at all. And all my buddies are just laughing their ass off. And the thing is, I was so hardcore and punk. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be pretty honest on this shit. In grade eight, this is actually grade seven, I was getting really into the punk music. And I was in a metal band being a screamer. And back then, when I was growing up, I wore a little
bit of eyeliner
and makeup. And I had the punk wrist. And I got suspended for wearing makeup at school. Because I was all in the punk music and the fucking hardcore screamo shit. And I got suspended for a week. And my dad's like, what the fuck? What if our religion, we were clowns and we had to wear makeup? He's like, that's ridiculous. He's like, girls can wear it, but if a guy wants to express himself and be like punk, he can't. Like
well, think about that happening nowadays. Could you imagine if someone goes,
I know.
Oh my God.
I could be like, oh, I'm a transgender and people would get sued.
You'd have to get your own bathroom.
We just talked about this on the last podcast. But I'm saying, don't pressure your kids into turning into something. I'm too young. I'm saying, wait till they're old enough. I do not get this transgender shit. My uncle's gay. I understand that, but I don't understand you wanting to turn into a woman. Not gonna get into it. I understand, but I don't. It's a slight.
Well, we'll never understand. There's nothing we can do about
I
that.
Don't
really,
I'm gonna say this. If you feel like you're placed into another body, I understand that. I have a big belief in souls, but. Parents, do not influence your kids to have a sex change when they're kids because they think they might be a girl at six. You know what I mean? My mom bought me a fucking like a doll, like a girl's doll when I was like eight, and I played with it with all my other action figures. I don't know why she did that, but fucking.
She's like, you know what?
Like the thing is, like, calm down. Wait till like 16 or 17, like I said before. Okay. The funny thing is, he finally died, and the funny thing is, these people, like Robert Otto, died, and this doll was still there. Like this motherfucker, like obviously, even though this doll scared the shit out of him, he kept it for all these years and just kept it in the attic. So he's like, "Fuck this thing," probably eventually, and like.
But like, why? Why would you do that? There's
I don't know.
Something's fishy there.
I gotta mention something's not right. Why you hear that? Fuck! I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, can you hear that? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Billy. It was just Halloween, so I have still a pretty hefty bowl of candy left, a big Halloween bowl. And Billy.
Well, I'm already caught, so I'm gonna keep opening.
Billy literally brought this whole big ass bowl of candy downstairs. It's like not filled, but
it's fucking delicious.
I know, it's so funny. Don't eat all my Kit Kats, man. I'll be fucking pissed. All
right, I'll leave the Kit Kats. I'm eating this one.
You fucking weirdo. So this kid guy finally died. The new family bought the house, and the weird thing is, a 10-year-old girl became Robert's new owner. So obviously, they found it in the attic. Sit up, you fucking fuckface. It wasn't long until the girl was screaming at night, saying Robert moved the room. Or moved her bed, moved the room around, and even tried to attack her. So see what that doll looked like? It's like almost like Chucky looks like almost like a little person, right? But that doll looks
not human.
Yeah, like unhuman. It's just like a sewn together doll. To see that thing run at you and shit would be
that
like,
would be so fucking
I'd be like,
creepy.
You want to fuck with me, man? You want to fuck with me? I'll kick you over. Like it's so small. I'd be like, you try it. But as a like a little kid, obviously. Jesus, but the thing is, in my head, with all my theories of reptilians and shit, it's almost like if they do feed off fear and all the things I do believe, if the reptilians were just puppeting that thing and holding it even, because they live in a frequency of our existence where you can only see, we only see 10% of reality, right? We can't see gamma rays, we can't see ultraviolet, we can't see shit. We can't even barely see in the dark. We, on the visual spectrum of life, of everything, I couldn't even imagine, 10%. But in reality, we probably only see 1%. We're like, there could be someone standing in front of us in quantum physics because of how quantum physics works, how there's different dimensions corresponding with Earth. The pistol's coming out. As my buddy calls it, the six shooter, where I just let off rounds about information. But that quantum physics says that there could be 600 dimensions corresponding with Earth at the same time. So it could mean there's a dimension within that... you never did what you did, like with your girlfriend and shit and all that stuff. Like that, there's different versions that you never.
That's a fun fucking topic to bring up.
You guys never broke up, or you guys never.
Okay, that's what you mean.
or you guys broke up sooner or dated longer and it was more toxic. Like there's literally offshoots of every different reality. Saying like there's a reality where me and Chelsea never lasted. My girlfriend that's sleeping upstairs right now. Like there's a reality where I actually finished high school and didn't.
But how
in
the world?
In life.
But you just said there's only like 600. Like that's way
more than
600.
That's what they're guessing in what corresponds with Earth. But there's over.
But how in the world would they?
There's infinite amount of fucking reality. Yeah, so every reality offshoots into another one. So everything that you could have done, like I finished high school. The thing is, there was a time in reality where I didn't get arrested when I was a teenager and fuck up my life and shit, and that I did finish high school. The thing is, you learn from your experiences. They always say the most knowledge that you can actually get is not through reading books, it's through your own experiences. So like that's what I'm saying. But like this doll could have been, they could have been puppeting this doll because we can't see shit really.
Yeah.
And like if these reptilians wanted fear, which they love children, they love the aspect of like, because children are the most purest souls and they're the most vulnerable.
So you
make a little doll dance around and scare her, and you just suck up that fear energy. That it's called the Antoine Levy, the guy that wrote the Satanic Bible and the Church of fucking Satan. Billy just moved the fucking doll away. He's not like the doll right now.
You fucking have it right in the goddamn.
I had him staring at us. But like he always called it orgone energy. Your orgone energy is like the energy you have when you're having sex or you jerk off and you cum. This like energy that shoots out from your brain to the universe, because essentially
isn't that called dopamine?
No, because dopamine is found in the brain. Orgone energy is almost like you wouldn't. When you have a certain energy like fear or emotion, it resonates on other levels than just the level of this reality. It shocks other waves. So the funny thing is, more than 30 years later, it still says in interviews, the doll was trying to kill her. So this girl is still saying, the one that took over the house and the little girl got the doll, she was convinced this doll was trying to kill her still 30 years later. And
like,
now...
Like, how do you go that long without, like, taking care of your own business, though? Like, how do you go that long without being like, all right, I'm going to fucking take this doll, I'm going to
burn it,
or chop it up into a million goddamn pieces.
He even said that, like, even when I was a kid, eventually we're going to get into a Ouija board episode, because I collect Ouija boards, is that I always heard when I was a kid, if you burnt a Ouija board, it would scream and you'd be cursed, so that's probably why people didn't want to fuck with this shit.
Yeah, but 30 years, man, 30, like, there's got to be one night where you fucking make a mistake and you're like, oh my god, this thing's got
to
go.
Now, this doll, to get past Rob-a-doll, now the it's exhibit at East Martello Museum. Respect Robert! One last thing I have to say, you respect this fucking doll. If you don't respect him, he's going
to
come for you.
But what did he do to earn my respect?
He's a fucking voodoo doll's creation.
Yeah,
and
fucking
the thing is,
great.
Okay,
now do it without fear.
Tell Robert to go fuck himself.
Do it without fear.
Tell Robert go fuck
well,
himself.
Well, I dare you. But that's the other end. I'm not going to respect this guy, but I'm not going to diss him. I don't know him. He hasn't introduced himself. That is fucking religion at its finest.
You goddamn respect that doll. All right. To crack for the next.
Let's do two.
Woo. All right. This is about Mandy. I'm not gonna show you a picture of her, but she's like a little, like those old school 1800s porcelain dolls with the little baby faces, you know. She's very creepy.
Okay.
Mandy is an antique porcelain doll made in England or Germany, they don't really know, around 1910 or 20. She was donated to the The Quesnel Museum in British Columbia. Bring up Canada. High five. Yeah, fuck yeah. Every time you mention Canadians, we should fucking high five. In 1991, the year I was born, what makes the doll pretty unusual is because some say it possesses powers. This is pretty interesting. Previous owners took her to the museum after all these strange things that she was capable of. They were like, whatever she was, you'll find out. The owner would wake up hearing sounds of a baby cry in the basement.
That'd drive me nuts.
And the funny thing is, they would find an open window. Other than that, they would find nothing, which is creepy. What is going through that window?
That's fucked.
Some little trolls coming in there.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just joking. But you never know it exists. When donated to the museum, the crying stopped. But staff and volunteers said it got worse. Things would go missing. Lunches, which is weird, from like the fridge. Tucked away in the fridge. Even pictures would go missing. Some would even turn up later, which is extremely weird. Footsteps when no one was around. After locking the doll in the room, a room where they would keep a lot of like cabinets and a lot of the documents that they would have based on what's in the museum. So and like shit.
An office.
Almost like a storage room. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's like with all the cabinets and papers and all these books and shit based on what's in the museum. And the weird thing is, when they came back in the room, staff found the papers thrown around everywhere. And, like, isn't that fucking weird? Like, they came in the room, they locked this doll in the room, and then there was shit torn everywhere, papers flown everywhere.
I'd probably shit my pants. Yeah, but, like, literally. Yeah, like, because, not in, like, the saying, but, like, I'd actually drop a juice in my pants.
And imagine, like, just, like, seeing the doll sit there, and then you hear,
you'd burn it. Like, you'd have to. How stable are you to not, like, kill this thing?
I would chop it up.
I would chop it up, and I'd throw each limb at a different part of, like, the goddamn country.
This doll would play with electrical equipment, supposedly. Her eyes would blink. Just like Robert the Doll, but this doll actually had, legit eyes. And, supposedly it would move, but they eventually just kept it behind a glass case.
That thing can rip up everything, but it can't open a glass case?
No, but the thing is, it could fuck with you essentially. I think that, like, these dolls may very well be possessed by, spirits in a sense, but we're gonna do an episode. Oh, Jesus, burping beer. We're gonna have an episode about possessed objects, because there's many different kind of possessed objects. I think that if you're a spirit that possesses an object, you have to be pretty well known of being a spirit. Like, you almost have to, like, you wouldn't be someone who just died. I feel like it'd have to be, like, a demon or an entity like that. Because, like, to possess something in that way and to keep your soul within that, to keep you where you are in this world, it must be something, off-worldly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think a new spirit would understand a doll.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know
what
I mean? Like, you wouldn't really understand I just died. Like, I've done many, I've read a lot about spiritual shit. And, like, people have died not even knowing they're dead, and then they, like, just follow the same routines they always have, and it's, like, purgatory. Like, that's what they would call purgatory.
Yeah.
Like, I even said on one podcast how you would be, like, you know, maybe you die in a bar, you don't even realize you're dead, and then you literally would sit at the bar, and you would, like, sit on someone, like your spirit would, and you would just take the drink with them, and like you would just live that life of, like, because if you say you were an alcoholic and you lived at a bar and you died in that bar, you may not even know you're dead, and you have all these people around you and you don't even know that you're fucking dead. So what we're gonna get into right now, which I think Billy will find hilarious, we're gonna talk about dolls that are on eBay. The funny thing is, I've heard about this before, and I used to browse eBay. I have a lot of horror stuff, like that Michael Myers mask I got from eBay.
Yeah.
Both my Freddy claws I got from eBay, a lot of my action figures, because people sell some pretty good shit on there, and they find shit you couldn't find on, like, Amazon, stuff that's, like, actually vintage. Like, I have a bunch of old action figures of, like, Jason Voorhees and Evil Dead, like Ash from the Evil Dead we're looking at right now. It's creepy shit.
It is a lot of shit you never see anywhere else.
Yeah. So let's get in this one. This is a haunted vintage war doll. This is $80 on eBay. So let's hear what it says about this vintage war doll.
$80.
$80.
And your Freddy Krueger one, or your, sorry, your Chucky one was $130.
And it was made by NECA, a good company. And this is fine. This is exactly what the description says. From my personal collection, I collected certain dolls, early plastic dolls, Spirited. Supposedly, it's a 79-year-old male. He tells me he was indeed a soldier because he's a soldier fucking doll.
Okay.
His vessel is what I believe to be a World War II composition doll. He is missing his hat. His head and arms are compo. I don't know what the fuck that means. But his legs are all clothed. I believe he is pretty old. He's a 14-inch tall, lovely condition. This guy sounds faggoty. So, this is the activity of what this doll may do. In the home, footsteps, whispers, smells of gun smoke, and electric issues. Smells of gun smoke?
What in the world?
Are you cocking a fucking shotgun in your mouth? And like, oh my
God. Who does that? Who smells that and goes, you know what that is?
That's gun smoke.
That's not regular fire smoke. That's not burner tops. I'm burning a turkey smoke. That is.
That's gun smoke.
That's gun smoke.
But the funny thing is that even people like, I'm pretty sure my girlfriend's mom. I'm pretty sure someone my girlfriend knows are like that. When they were in a house, they would smell like cigar smoke and shit, which was based on like their grandpa smoked cigars. That does exist. So this is one.
So how often was your grandpa fucking firing pistols in that?
Who knows where this kid's from? He's from Texas. We're like, why aren't you stepping on my lawn? I guess. We live in Canada. We're like, we actually have like a fair amount of guns here. But the thing is, like, we legally possess them.
And nobody uses them.
I know people
them.
That have illegal guns. But the thing is, we hunt shit. Canadians are all about hunting shit and making resources and being more resourceful with the animals we have. The thing is that in the States, they just have a gun for everything. But I always had the view, though, is that if cops can have guns, the biggest gang on the whole earth, then fucking we can have guns.
Yeah.
The biggest gang in the earth is the police. Our tax dollars pay for no justice and no peace. Ill Bill, motherfucker.
Well, some justice and some peace.
Some.
A little bit. They do when we call them.
Okay, haunted evil doll. Oh my God. I have a video proof that says I want to kill you. I did not look at this. See this little baby doll? It's a weird little, like,
nice creepy little fucking.
It says on the bib, it says baby secret.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, it says baby secret literally on the fucking bib. Oh my God, creepy.
Okay, so what is it?
So, first and foremost, I have an actual video recording of the doll saying that sounds to be I want to kill you. I was gladly to share this video prior to the purchase. This doll was purchased from another paranormal doll collector by my grandmother in the early 80s, and she's been displayed in my grandmother's home ever since. The owners of the doll warned her, and the doll was possessed by evil spirits, and they were no longer able to keep it in their possession. To start, this doll is obviously extremely creepy. She whispers in really creepy voices, and her lips move, as shown in the picture sequence. We now look at that. She says things like, I'd like to sleep with you, and I know your secret. Oh my God, that's creepy.
She's not cute enough.
I like to
enough.
Sleep with you. That's fucking creepy. Disclaimer.
That is creepy.
Unless you were highly experienced in dealing with this type of doll, I highly recommend do not purchase her. And can I mention, this doll is $135. She has a very strong negative presence about her. For those of us who are sensitive to the paranormal, you will feel alone with this doll in your home. You'll never feel alone with this doll in your home. Because I get that. You'll feel like the presence of that doll.
Yeah.
I certainly do not, literally, I'm reading it exact.
I know.
Recommend this doll to be purchased for a child's play toy. She is very heavy aura that weighs those around her. When they hold the doll, she doesn't give a happy feeling. I personally held her to take pictures for listing this, and she makes you feel overwhelming, a sense of being terrified to the bone. And from my own experiences, feeling scared shitless when it said, I want to kill you.
This is the best sales pitch I've ever read.
I know. eBay is
do fucked. Not buy. Do yeah, not buy. Do not buy. And the one, and people like me are like, you know what? Yeah. I'm gonna fucking buy it.
Yeah, I told Chelsea I was gonna buy a haunted doll. She's like, you fucking better not. Because I used to scroll through this.
And who the fuck if you writes
look
that?
Up, the thing is, if you look up haunted dolls on eBay, you will find a shitload of maniacs. It's fucking.
But don't you think they'd sell it for more than $135?
You'll
bucks?
See. You'll see.
I'd be like,
she is being sold as is and is described, therefore, please be insured
as
what she's
is.
Capable of. So, there's people getting locked. Well, getting that. How about this one? This doll is $324 fucking dollars.
24.
Yeah.
Not 25.
24.
Not 320.
Scary, haunted, creepy, possessed, gangster, supernatural, paranormal spirit doll. That's literally what the inscription is.
It is too.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh my god. It's I have a unique piece of history made by Edmund Horseman. Wow. Edmund Horseman, that's a terrible name. This doll made dolls and Ouija boards creepy. This doll is unique and scarier than Chucky or any other doll that I've came across.
Scarier than Chucky.
I'm so sure. Whoa. Strange things happen when you're around it. I can't explain why, but it's this kind of thing. You don't look into the eyes too long. Causes extreme fear. I feel like I'm fucking Christopher Walken. The watch fits in the eyes. I fucking know. I can't explain why, but when don't look in the eyes too long. Causes extreme fear and anxiety. Great for Halloween, doll collectors, or horror movie fans. Her name is BB, and she is active at night. The doll is a vintage and about 35 inches tall. Thank you for looking. Fucking $300 for this weird gangster fucking...
It does look kind of cool. That actually does look kind of
like
a cool doll. Yeah.
A pink bandana.
It's the bandana that does it. You're pretty much paying for a $320 bandana.
It's really weird.
I had the same one for my dog.
I bet you do.
It was free.
All right. it's getting this creepy looking fuck. This is a doll that literally has blackface. Haunted.
I'm
old...
selling for $316.66. You fucking goddamn.
666.
I know, but like, you did that on purpose, you
yeah.
fucking creep.
Haunted yep. old voodoo, demonic, satanic, witchcraft, black magic, possessed doll pop. It's called a poppet. Poppet. Okay, so this is
bop it, slap it, twist
it. This rare authentic voodoo doll is a poppet. I'm selling it for a friend. As the title states, black magic occult attributes, blessed ritualized. Fuck, I'm gonna read all this shit.
May I interrupt and say that?
Invoked, anointed, summoning, conjured in the highest order. Used by voodoo, occult, satanic, demonic ceremonies. Some lasting for days. Strong, powerful presence and energy. Highly activated, charged, and empowered. Name will be given to the owner and caretaker. Actual doll measures in approximately 9 3/4 inches. Tall is... Oh, my fuck, Jesus Christ. Tall, it's tall. Fucking,
it's
made
it's
of...
It's huge.
Yeah, that 9 inches. That's... Yeah. And it's made of black cloth, which looks like it's, painted terry cloth, ? This kid's retarded. Head is with painted features. This guy has no fucking English. He cannot write a sentence. The doll is made with features. Oh my god. Hands and feet, which are pink. I'm literally reading this as is. One of the hands is shown as a tiny speck of clay, terry cloth underneath, as I have tried to show in pictures. You may also observe the slight paint loss, etc., etc. Fucking idiot. Due to the age and ritual usage to this doll, authentic handmade doll, which belonged to a powerful black magic witch of the bygone era. Which this bitch probably doesn't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not getting into it.
All right,
a highly
we'll skip
charged
that.
beaded necklace amulet from a powerful occult source is around her neck, as well as a red velvet cape from the ceremony vigils of a black magic witch of bygone era. You just mentioned that bygone era. The dress came from this is too long. It's literally
God, it just keeps going. I love how it's all in caps too.
Yeah, just to make sure you
please
know.
Take a you took it off.
Look, it is creepy.
I know, but the thing looks like it was made by like African children.
But it is a voodoo doll. That's why they say that.
I guess so.
One more of these goddamn... This is just a weird... It's a little like... it's a
step, $26.
Yeah, this is a haunted, creepy, paranormal, possessed, demonic entity doll statue vessel portal.
Something that goddamn valuable.
Why do they always describe it?
I know,
it
but
like that
sounds so valuable. And you can get for $26.66.
Jesus, why is it always in caps?
Because you gotta read it like this!
Okay. I'm selling this vintage doll statue for my friend of mine, and as the title states, my friend's friend, who was a groundstaker, found the doll in a plastic bag on a very near place where numerous murders took place decades ago. He took this item home, and soon after, strange, unexplained things started happening. He would have disturbing dreams, nightmares, and other sorts of things, etc. Again with the etc. My friends were what was over to see him, as well as felt ill, and he showed this item to his friend. My friend was intrigued and wanted it for her own, and he stated, telling her that the doll was a demon inhabiting the doll, and it will infiltrate your dreams and even in your wake state, which is when you're awake. He told her to destroy it somehow. She sprinkled holy water upon it. Fuck Jesus Christ. to try to banish these spirits, obviously. That if you stared at it for too long in those black eyes of the abyss, a demon spirit entity can be seen looking back at you. My friend decided to take it with her, as she had a chance to circle a black... She was gonna... Oh God, you fucking... Has had in a circle of black salt most of the time she has owned it. She has too many nightmares and strange unusual occurrences as well. Has been used in Ouija board seances. The doll statue is possessed spirit demonic attachment. Oh my God. Fucking Jesus Christ. Sort of head of a plastic resin material. I too have placed her within a circle of salt under a glass. Don't know what that says.
Okay, this is going too long.
By your this own is... risk, please take a close look at the pics and ask me if any questions, comments, or concerns. No refunds, returns, or exchanges. Delivered, tracking included in this shipping. Jesus fuck.
No refunds. It sounds like he's going to send you like a...
Didn't
like
I
a...
tell you? The eBay things are fucked. And it's always
who
like
writes those?
Haunted,
who in
possessed
the world?
Doll that's owned by an entity. Like, it's always this like whole long list. Jesus.
I know, but like, why... You got to try to sell that for at least over $500. If it's anything less like that last one,
but
$26, go fuck yourself.
Get rid of it, and then
get
give
rid
it to
of
the next
it
person.
And fucking throw it in the goddamn
dumpster.
But maybe
dumpster. You get cursed like this. Like, you know the Annabelle movie?
Oh, curse like this.
We're about to talk about Annabelle.
Hey, and then you go to work and you find that guy you hate, and you be like, yo, you know what I got? Yeah, I got for you? I got this fucking dope ass thing.
Honestly,
it wishes you so much luck.
If I had a haunted doll, I would be super nice to it. I would treat it really well, and it would be like a homie, and I'd be like, yo, if you ever want to fuck with somebody, we can kind of like...
But how do you treat a doll well? Do you take it out to the keg?
Don't...
And you're like, you let it get that
Robert
medium rare
now.
Fucking filet mignon.
The keg sucks, actually.
I like their fillets.
So, Annabelle, the original doll, is actually an Raggedy Ann doll, not the porcelain doll they show in the movie.
Okay.
Okay. It stays locked in the glass box at the Haunted Object Museum, the Occult Museum, the Occult Warren Museum.
Okay.
So, you know, fucking do not yawn, I'll slap you. Drink some more.
I'll keep going.
The, you know what the Warrens are, the ones that The Conjuring was based off of that paranormal couple? 1970s, two nurses, students, were living in an apartment at the time. Oh, Jesus. Until one of their moms brought them a doll, an antique Raggedy Ann doll. A birthday present was nice. Until the doll came to fucking life. Things at first, bumps, footsteps, until they ended up in different, like, literally they would place this doll and it'd be in, they would place it in, like, the kitchen, and then it would be in the living room, and, like, and a Raggedy Ann doll, like, a fucking stuffed full of fucking fluff, like.
Where's Andy?
Yeah, I know. Those dolls are creepy when you think about it. I was
they are. They really fucking
and
are.
Raggedy Andy. And like, they used to have cartoons about them.
I know.
If
they
I
did.
Had
I
the recording,
those.
I would play it because they had a cartoon about it, I think, in the 1930s or 40s.
Yeah.
It was like, join Raggedy Andy on his adventure. And it's like super fucking creepy.
Raggedy Ann and Andy.
So like, it would get possessed, and the doll was like, it would move positions. And the funny thing is, I remember this. I've been reading off my script and shit, that it would... It would write messages on parchment paper, and they didn't even have parchment paper in the house at all. and it would say they didn't even have it at all, and it would say things like on this page, like where's like Jerry and shit, or like it'd say weird messages. And which is weird is like they find these parchment papers written in like crayon almost, like, and they don't have parchment paper anywhere.
It's like, where the fuck did you get this shit?
Yeah, isn't that
weird? Wait, who the fuck? He's that's just shopping in weird. Staples. The He's like, you know what?
The doll would appear to have bloody hands that time. You know what that means? Stigmata. You know what stigmata is?
No, I don't.
Stigmata is Christ. Oh, nails through his hands.
I see. You it's got a bloody demonic. Hands.
It's a demonic mockery towards Christ.
Okay.
Which makes no sense to me because in my belief in the Sumerian texts, Christ never got crucified. They put in Christ to be crucified later on within the Bible and stuff to have a martyr, to have somebody who's a victim. Oh no, again, this is happening. The PlayStation is dying.
This happened last time.
You have 10 minutes.
No! Whatever, fuck it. Okay.
Where'd the movie go?
I know. Fuck the movie.
Fuck the movie.
Which is pretty interesting, and like that the hands would be bleeding and shit. Like, and the thing is, the Holy Trinity, you know, fucking Spirit, Jesus Christ,
Spirit, the God, the Father, and Christ.
The Father, the Holy Spirit, and whatever. I'm not fucking why, religious.
Why,
I'm a
why
Satanist.
Don't we even know this?
I'm a Satanist.
Yeah,
okay?
But Satanists should know, right?
Why would I know that? I believe in Lucifer and myself. Fuck off. Lucifer, the bearer of light, giving me all the knowledge that I need. The messenger would even read "help us" or "help me," which is "help us" is weird. It's like, is this possessed by some weird creature or something? You never know. The doll would appear. Yeah. So to get into the last one, this is interesting and creepy. Island of the Dolls. Okay.
An island of them. Is this where they ship them? Like
no.
after they're done with them.
Also, actually, there's a show called Ghost Adventures, which is the most well known like show. It's like me and my girlfriend cannot stand the guy Zach Bagans. I'm sorry, but you were douchey. He's like, if you investigate the paranormal, and he's always like, it just hams
it up.
I don't
know this guy.
I have to. I'll show you a little bit after this. Remind me.
Well, you gotta. That's how you make money, right?
Yeah, it's very interesting. But he's such a douchey douchebag, and he's always like, he'll get his like, they'll go to certain locations, haunted locations, and they'll actually catch some really fucked up shit. Like some really good recordings. They've caught a lot of really well documented spiritual cases of orbs. They have actually technology that when they place it in front of a thing, it detects all different sorts of energies, so they can get a stick figure person to appear if there's a spirit there. It's really fucked. They have some intense technology when it comes to paranormal tracking.
Fucked.
It's a really well known show. And they even caught,
what's this called again?
Ghost Adventures. Huh. There's episodes on YouTube. I'll fucking show you guys.
I've never
look it up.
That.
It's really good. I'll show you. I used to really enjoy it. I got over like, it's kind of cheesy at sometimes, but the evidence they do catch is really legit.
Huh.
And they've catching like spirits where even some of them were just like, the thing is, while I was talking about Zach, because he's kind of a douche, the guy that like does the host of it, is he like, he'll get his buddies to stay in the worst parts of it. Like, that he'd be like, he won't do go in the basement of the house that someone got murdered in or something like that,
yeah,
where the hauntings are. He'll
get
his
like,
friends
hey,
to do
hey.
It.
Why don't you go down there?
Yeah, you go down there.
There
you,
might be something down there.
You hold the recorder. So they actually went to this Island of the Dolls. And this is very interesting. Island of the Dolls, just south of Mexico City, a small island with a creepy background. On this island is hundreds of terrifying dolls with severed limbs, decapitated heads, blank eyes, nailed to trees, and everywhere else. So the story goes, the legend is a girl drowned in mysterious circumstances many years ago on the island. And the doll that she had when she drowned possessed her spirit. The local legend was that, in a sense, that these dolls move their heads, arms, their eyes blink, people hear whispering, and the dolls will even whisper to each other. Hey, does that girl look like she has a bad hairdo? I think so.
She does. Highlights, terrible.
Yeah, highlights are fucking 90s, so 90s.
So 90s.
I love that. So this is where it all came from, was this guy named Don Julian. Because it's with the J, but I know he's Mexican. So
he's a Mexican. And, brother.
Yeah. Billy's Mexican, even though he's the whitest looking motherfucker you've seen. Especially with the haircut you're rapping right now. Some neo-Nazi shit.
No, I know. He actually let a Jamaican do it.
He goes to the place I go, Fade Master, and they fade it super well and shit. But like, it's almost like when you take fades and try to like sculpt them to some white dudes, you look a little Nazi.
Yeah. That's okay.
It's okay. We still look sexy.
A black guy did it to me, so he made
Jerome,
me...
my homie. I love Jerome. Jerome's sick.
Jerome made me a Nazi.
He was the caretaker of this island. He supposedly found the girl drowning, the one that drowned the mysterious way, and he tried to save her. In short, he ended up finding this doll floating, and he felt so bad for not being able to help this girl. Then this doll belonged to her. He started hanging up the doll... Okay, one doll, and then supposedly, like, her soul was haunted by this doll, and he kept finding dolls throughout this weird little island. It's a tiny island, and all these floating haunted, like, dolls, missing limbs, like, just old school dolls would flow up. He realized the girl was possessing the doll, so he searched and hung up more. People would come and see him, and like he was known as this weird villager. And the funny thing is, he was said to almost be charged for the murder of this girl, so maybe he was a serial killer. Because hanging up the dolls, he found the dead. The funny thing is where he found this girl drowned.
Okay.
Years later, they found him dead in the exact same spot.
That's fucking creepy. Yeah. That's a little creepy.
So weird. In 2001, he died. Now, scary place to visit. Like, literally super scary.
Yeah,
Eyes of the dolls will, like, follow the visitors. I would love to go there to see it. And there's a really good show that's actually on the... I think it's Travel Network. It's like something expedition, haunted expedition or strange expedition or something, and he goes as one dude, and he went to the island of the dolls, and it's super fucking creepy. Isn't that fucked? Crazy, eh?
Fucked up.
That was Haunted Dolls. We're gonna drink more because if I see Billy on one more time, the more you drink, the fucking.
No way! I was up early this morning. We have opposite schedules.
I know. Let's do. I'm gonna do this low. good old beer. That was fun. Good old Haunted Dolls. Creepy. Strange Brew Can on Instagram. You can follow me at Tomcat Hip Hop on Instagram if you really want to look up who we are and shit. I'll keep listening. I thank you guys for listening. I'm usually kind of a dick sometimes. just fucking around. But, like, this is fun. And we've seen the listeners we're getting and shit. And we're excited by doing this shit. It's super fun to do this.
It is super fun. I never thought I'd enjoy something like this, but I really, really do.
Enjoy having Billy on because I've known this kid for years and we just kind of rekindled our friendship. And to rejoice over this shit in the podcast is super fun. What I love.